This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is telling the poor and threatened populations of Latin America that the United States has the capacity to give people a sense of hope in the region so they can make better lives without fleeing to the U.S. Harris closed her first foreign trip as vice president unapologetic for her decision not to visit the U.S.-Mexico border as part of a mission to address migration to the U.S. She says she gets why people do leave their home.
Either they are fleeing harm, or to stay home means that they cannot satisfy the basic needs to sustain and take care of their families.
And she says leaving should not be their only option.
We have the capacity to give people a sense of hope that if they stay where they want to stay, in the town, in the neighborhood, in the place where they grew up, where they speak the language, they know the culture, they go to that church every Sunday, the place where their grandmother lives.
And she added that meetings and leaders in Guatemala and Mexico were vital to understanding the core reasons people leave their homes for perilous journeys to America. The online world received a lesson on how vital a small number of behind-the-scenes companies have become to running the Internet. On Tuesday, dozens of websites briefly went offline around the globe, including CNN, the New York Times, and Britain's government homepage after an outage at the Globe cloud service Fastly. The company has indicated the outage appeared to be caused internally. Brief Internet service outages are not uncommon, are only rarely the result of hacking or other mischief. This is VOA News. The daughter of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny said on Tuesday that attempts by the Russian government to silence critics like her father will not work, and voiced concern about the fast downfall of democracy in her country. Daria Navalnaya made an unusual public appearance at a virtual human rights summit where she accepted a moral courage award on behalf of a father who was serving a 2.5-year jail term. Navalny, one of President Vladimir Putin's top critics, says the charges against him were trumped up to thwart the opposition to the Kremlin, something it denies. In her speech, a 20-year-old described herself as a proud daughter. She also spoke of the overwhelming feelings of fear and helplessness when her home was raided by police as a child and how she supported her father by watching Netflix with him while he was recovering in the hospital last year. U.S. President Joe Biden has been setting and exceeding goals in the pandemic fight, but the U.S. is increasingly unlikely to meet its benchmark of having 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
At the current rate, it won't happen. About 16 million people would need to get a shot in the next 4 weeks. The daily vaccination average is down to about 400,000 a day. Still, Dr. Anthony Fauci thinks the U.S. will get there.
And if we don't, we're going to continue to keep pushing.
Saying the administration's pleading with states to boost their vaccine outreach efforts, even as new virus cases plummet. CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the 7-day average is now about 13,300.
First time that the 7-day average of cases has been less than 15,000 since March 27th, 2020.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN judges have upheld the conviction of former Bosnian Serb military chief Ratko Mladic and for genocide and other offenses during Bosnia's 1992 to 1995 war. And affirmed his life sentence. The ruling means that the 79-year-old former general who terrorized Bosnia throughout the war will now spend the rest of his life in prison. He is the last major figure to face justice from that conflict that ended more than a quarter century ago. The presiding judge said that the court dismissed his appeal in its entirety and affirmed his life sentence. It also rejected an appeal by prosecutors of his acquittal on another count of genocide linked to ethnic purges earlier in the war. More VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.